from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Good luck, everybody, on that cool all-ball Shepherd's Way fundraiser. Last chance to win today. Text the keyword TIM to 20357. Tim Tebow event coming. You can win tickets to it. Good luck. As promised, I joined Paul in the Hawaiian-themed week here. I've got a closet full of great Hawaiians.
Oh, you look good, man. I'm telling you. You look really good.
You know, I gave you a hard time about, you know, kind of letting it all hang out. I just put it on over my other shirt. Please understand that when I'm in a Hawaiian, I'm not wearing an undershirt normally, Paul. I'm letting my four chest hairs just float in the wind with a good Hawaiian. So,
yeah,
you know, but in the spirit of it, I love Hawaii. I'm glad to see them rebuilding. We're big fans of Hawaii here in this home. And as much as my wife would like me to alter this, I am a big advocate of Hawaiian shirts and wear them frequently. Got a good collection building, Paul.
Good. Every man should have one. They're comfortable, aren't they?
Every man should have about six.
Yeah.
Jad, do you have a Hawaiian?
I believe I do. I don't think I've worn it in like 20 years, but I believe I have one.
Jad has a sweatshirt on right now. Here it is. It's going to be 102 degrees today.
It's a little chilly in the studio.
That's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true. Feels good, if you ask me, but anyway. By the way, so I'll go from Hawaiian shirts to sweatshirts. That's, you know, I don't switch around very much. I'll go from one to the other. Then a lot of sweatshirts in the winter.
Paul Savage, style aficionado. If you need any advice, you can call up on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Speaking of style advice, Paul, I see you left the sticker on your hat. Yeah. Now, yeah. When I first started dating my wife, right there. I don't even remember this. I got a hat and, you know, they have the sticker and I started to peel that sticker off and she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking the sticker off my hat. She's like, you don't take the sticker off of a hat. What are you talking about? You don't take the sticker off of a hat.
No.
And Hermione, you leave those on there for some reason. I'm like, what are you like? And I had never heard that before, but I guess there's some style and I don't know. I see you have a sticker on your hat. Mm-hmm. I can't get those stickers off there fast enough. Why do you have a sticker on
your hat? That's because that's what all the kids do on my football team. I mean, they all got the stickers on their hats and I thought, I don't even know why. Here's the deal. You know, call me a follower if you would like, but I see all these kids, they got all these stickers on their hats. They don't take them off. And I thought, well, if it's good enough for these kids to leave their sticker on their hat, it's good enough for me. So why? I don't know. You know something? We start football Monday. As you are well aware of, football, well, all sports in high school start on Monday. And I'm going to ask a couple of them. Why do I, and I'll phrase it like this, why do I have my sticker on my hat still? Why do I? and I'll see what they say. I really don't know. All I know is that's what the cool kids do. And I am, if nothing else, cool.
That's true. I get all my style advice from Paul Savage.
Wait a minute. I might have something that sheds a little light on this.
Oh, do you, Jay? Okay, go.
Maybe just a little bit. See, I have a Sporting KC hat that I bought when I was up in Kansas City, Children's Mercy Park. I bought a hat, and it still has the sticker on it. I don't wear it very often, but it still has the sticker on it. But I didn't know that was a trend. So I couldn't have done it to try and be cool or for it to be whatever the same trend is with everybody because I had no idea it was a trend. The sticker is on that hat officially because I am lazy and never took it off.
I don't know. I think it's – what's crazy to me is it never even dawned on me to leave the sticker. Like never crossed my mind. Like I get the hat, I take the sticker off. Just like I popped the tag off of something.
Well, are you not around young people, young men who would do? Are you not around these guys very much, or what?
Paul, I would tell you that the young people I'm around, I have very little style in common with. And I'm a little contrarian. If you're a follower in style, which I don't believe for one second, I would be the opposite. I don't know how to explain that.
Right.
I don't know how to explain
that.
Well,
let me tell you how you can figure this out. You have a wonderful operation called HTO. And I could go ask
the kids.
Go ask the kids. You're there all the time. I know you and your wife work hard on this business. It's a wonderful business. We all love what you do and your product you serve. But while you're there, you serve a lot of young people. Because I've been in those stores and I've seen the number of young people that come through. A lot of youngsters buy your products. Ask a couple of them. Just say, just curious, why do you have your sticker on your hat? See what they say. I'm curious myself. I don't know why I do it. All I know is most of the young men on my football team have the sticker on their hat. That's what they do. And sometimes it's underneath the bill, too. Don't forget about that. You know, it's not always on the top like this particular hat, but it's underneath as well. Just ask them. And I may ask a couple of my kids and just see what they say. Because I do not know why I have the sticker on my hat. All I know, that's what the cool kids do.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Yesterday, Paul, on the show here, we talked about Kansas and Kansas State as it relates to their ranking in the AP Top 25 and what that, that look of, sort of five Big 12 teams, all of them sort of 15 or later in both the polls, what it might look like in the college football playoff. We go to our 12 year this year, and you and I were talking before the show. And so the question became yesterday, like, what is the likelihood that the Big 12 can get two teams into this thing? Went back and looked, most years, two losses or fewer would get you in.
Right.
Three, and there have been a couple of years where we're splitting hairs in the top 12.
Correct.
We've never paid a lot of attention to the top 12, of course, because only two or four teams have been in this thing. Mm-hmm. So now that we're looking at that, I went back and looked at it, and I just took since 2021, and it's, usually two losses or fewer. Sometimes there have been occasions where a three-loss team would have been able to get in. I think the challenge for the Big 12 this year is, as you look at it top to bottom, how likely are two teams going to have two or fewer losses? I would say that's pretty unlikely. And so we presented a scenario. Like, the scenario I feel like for the Big 12 would be to have somebody run the table, let's say, or have one loss and then lose in the Big 12 championship game to a team that maybe has three or four losses, guaranteeing the Big 12 champion more or less gets in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's that simple, but you'd have that, and then you'd have that team that had a really good regular season. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be with as good as the league is top to bottom. It's inevitable that they're going to get punished by the CFP rankings by that, because it's going to be tough to just run the gauntlet unbeaten in this league this year.
Right, and of course the question comes up. I mean, how many SEC teams will probably get in? And there'll be a minimum of two. We know that. and we'll just have to see. You know, but there's other questions that I have. You know, something. One thing that we've gone this far, and I want to congratulate the committee for making the decision to go to 12 teams. That's certainly better than two and or four, isn't it? And listen, you and I are both old enough to remember the day. Do you remember when AP used to pick the national champion? I mean, there was a day there was no play. It was bowl games, and then AP picked the champion, and that's crazy. But nowadays we have a chance to play in, and I'm just thinking to myself, well, 12 is wonderful, but 16 would be so much better. I do have a problem with, at this late date in the season, giving the top four teams in America a week off to heal, to prepare, to rest, to do all the things that would bring back your, you know, a little bit of gusto, a little bit of health, a little bit a chance to heal on certain guys. You know, it seems unfair to me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, that you take the four best who don't need any help. By the way, they're all good enough that they can play through like everybody else has to do. And you'd only go you would go to 12 teams. Why not go to 16 teams? Now, I know somebody's going to say, well, that's too many games. Too many games for who? Everybody's going to play. If you advance, everybody's going
to. So you're saying go to 16 teams or 16 game schedules?
No, 16 teams. Because if you go to an 8-game schedule, then you're only talking about 8 teams in the playoff, and that would be unfair to a lot of teams. But I'm saying if you go to 16, it's basically the champion will play 4 games if my math is right. Right now, the champions will play 3 games. One, but not everybody's going to play all 4 of those games. I mean, you know, there's teams going to be eliminated. There's only going to be 2 teams that play that 4th game. I think that's doable. I think that's manageable for those teams, particularly if you give them, like, 10 days and you play on a Monday after you're playing on a Saturday or whatever the case might be. I think that's manageable. My question is, what kind of intrinsic value does a week bye at the end of the season do for a football team? A lot of people might say, well, Savage, you know, they can get rusty in that week. Well, that's not the way it'll work, I can tell you that. The way it'll work is they heal up, a lot of nicks get healed, a week to prepare, a week to watch film, a week to rest, a week to put in some installs, whatever they need to do with regards to who they think they may be facing. It just seems unfair to me, Jacob, and 16 teams makes so much more sense to me. And now it's almost like the NCAA tournament in a way. It's half. It's a quarter of the NCAA tournament. It's the Sweet 16. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the way it should be. Where am I going wrong on this line of thought?
I don't mind the idea of 16. I'm also okay with testing the waters with 12 for now, just because 12 is going to be so much better than four. I think ultimately it probably does go to 16, but I'm okay seeing it with 12. I'm okay with teams getting a bye because most likely they will have earned the bye. So if we just go back to last year, you would have had the bye week creating the problem of Florida State. You remember how Florida State got pinched last year and how they were punished for an injury, which was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, that was not. And by the way, they
would have they would have had to play the first round, whereas Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama would have had a bye. So, yeah, I mean, we if the same scenario presented itself this year that did last, we will cry foul for Florida State. Certainly, at least they have a place in the playoffs. If so, that would be one thing I would say. You would be, you know, you would get to the point where you're not trying to stack up Georgia and Ohio State's one loss to Texas and Alabama's one loss as far as a bye week goes. So, yes, I do think, generally speaking, getting to 16 will be better. But, Paul, we have byes in the NFL, and we don't and it's OK. Like, it's fine. I think there has been, you know, rumbling. It's just not going to be terrible to me. Not as egregious as not letting some of these teams in. If you go a little further, because you got to remember in the format. So if you took the top 12 last year, Oklahoma, who was ranked 12, would have missed because you put in the top next best ranked team, like the top non-CFP. And I don't know if Notre Dame counts as that. I don't think that they do. But Liberty would be that team if it's not Notre Dame. So you move them up. So you push everybody else down a spot. So what you would have had is a discussion if you were at 16, whereas last year, if you were at 12, it was, you know, somebody of the two lost teams, Oregon, Missouri, Penn State, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma would have been squeezed by, I think it would have been Liberty.
Right.
Or, yeah. So one of those, so you'll have the discussion at 12. You'll feel like somebody got squeezed. If you're an Oklahoma fan, you're upset, right? If you take it down to 16, Paul, guess what? Exact same thing happens. Somebody between LSU, Arizona, Louisville, Notre Dame, Iowa, and NC State, all with three losses, are going to get squeezed. And we would have the exact same discussion. Somebody out of that group or one or two or three teams are going to get screwed. The fan bases will feel like, and Liberty comes in. So I don't think ultimately the number makes all that much of a difference, whether you're at 12 or 16 or whatever, because there's always going to have to be a discussion, just like there is in college basketball when we have bubble teams, right? There's always going to be a discussion of those last handful of teams and stacking resumes that are nothing like one another because they don't play the same teams, right? So we're going to have that issue no matter how many teams they have. You could expand it to 34. And you would have the same issue, Paul.
Right, right. Look at the NCAA basketball tournament. Number 65, 66,
and
67.
We have that discussion every year.
The 65, 66, and 67 are all mad as you know what because they didn't get in the tournament, aren't they? And they all...
So the same thing...
Same thing.
The same thing will happen in football. Let's continue this and we can go to it. You know, the bye week is a different part of it. But as far as getting the teams in, it just... We're going to have this problem no matter how you expand it. But I'll tell you why I still think it's just leaps and bounds better than it was when we returned.
Good.
Sports Daily, 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. You've got your giveaway to the All Ball Shepherd's Way fundraiser. That's a keyword Tim, a text to 20357. Message and data rate supply. Good luck there. We'll give away some HTO in the second hour. We got Kevin Saul coming in the second hour as well. It's all coming for you. Sports Daily continues right after this.
And 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.